Welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 1 with verses 5 through 7. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in Holy Spirit, and with much conviction. You know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction, with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you become a model for all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. You know, I often wonder why God wasn't spoken to me at an early age, for I never understood how to become a model of someone imitating their walk in living the words of Jesus. I saw Jesus here and there hanging on a wall or heard about him from my grandmother as the only way to get to heaven. I got caught up wanting to be my own God, not learning about the Gospels or seeing any type of power God can provide for situations that readily became available. One such ordeal was my dad's 1969 car accident of him splitting a telephone pole into three places. Yet, I certainly felt the rush by my mom in needing to get there as soon as she could, reaching speeds in a lime green Lincoln Continental of more than 120 miles per hour on the Florida Turnpike from Key Largo to Gainesville, Florida. This rush to get there seemed religious when I look back on it, while I still don't recall hearing anyone ask God to heal my father, nor did I hear anyone mention the Spirit so holy that can change lives in an instant. Nope. Just hurry. Get there quick. I've learned to slow down and embrace God in every minute of every day, wanting somehow to mimic his actions of mercy, offering more than a dollar, but the reconditioning of the soul. God has given me a sight to see and understand how to embrace piety with the power of his Spirit, being moved when it calls you to move and finding courage to always seek forgiveness, to embrace kindness in every situation, literally turning the other cheek, learning that to be fed by Christ has the nourishment of salvation, and his body and blood can change the very being you walk in once you truly see why the rock is the only place you can get a divine Jesus, body and soul in complete divinity of his Holy Mother Church. Recall again John 6:5-1. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Amen. The beauty of redemption comes with believing in the real presence of what the Eucharist really is as we continue on our Eucharistic revival, beginning this Sunday, showing that the Eucharist is the foundation and pinnacle of the Christian life. The term Eucharist originates from the Greek word Eucharistia, meaning thanksgiving. As mentioned, I'll be sharing what the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, that's the USCCB, Eucharistic Revival Guide to a Deeper Understanding of Christ's True Presence in the Eucharist. I will close with their brief description of the Eucharist as we continue our journey in understanding his last sacrifice for humanity for all time. In the celebration of the Eucharist, bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit and the instrumentality of the priest. The whole Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Under the appearances of bread and wine, the glorified Christ who rose from the dead. This is what the Church means when she speaks of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I continue to share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we continue to lift our children up, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, and a wonderful time with Julian as he continues to be missed here. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We continue to lift my wife up in prayer. She's healing from her slip and fall in that wet spot in a restaurant the other day. Yes, it was a McDonald's. We were there with our grandson. We pray for her recovery. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. Lord, we always pray for those who are dying. Please give them peace in their last breath. We pray in the Holy Spirit for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And my poem comes from the study of 1 Thessalonians 1. We're in chapter 1 with verses 5 through 7. It's a two-stanza poem. It's titled Conviction Dancing with the Holy Spirit. Word of Gospels didn't come alone. Conviction dancing with the Holy Spirit holy was shown. Power also in Christ as people sake yours was known. Lord imitators you became, affliction great, willing to take the stone. Spirit holy, joy grown, model believers all tone. Achaia and Macedonia prone, followers imitation obviously well known. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It is June 18th, 2022. Recording this morning. How about that? 6:04, 24 hours later. Recording this morning at 6:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. I'm going to continue to talk about being Christ-fed in the next coming 3 years as we basically undertake a Eucharistic revival, wanting the opportunity to share why we believe in the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord in the Eucharist. One step at a time, as we do that, we embrace each and every one of you in love as we continue to call on the Spirit to help those become one in Christ Jesus. Such as our good friends John and Maria that we speak of each day, we call on them as they continue to lift up the name of Jesus. We continue to guide them to love and beauty of being redeemed. Thanks again for joining us today. As we close in the name of Jesus at 9:09, thank you, Jesus, for all things. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.